Failure is not an option.
What difference at this point does it make?
Nobody said it was going to be fun.
This is Real Talk, a fearless, poignant, and intrepid show where truth speaks louder than words. This is Real Talk with your host, Audrey Russo.
The shame, not of this world, so we live on the run. We keep our eyes set, on what is to come.
It happened before. It will happen again. It's just a question of when.
Time's a luxury we don't have.
Hello, everybody. This is Ryan Weaver. You are listening to Real Talk with Audrey Russo. This is going to be an amazing show. We're going to get down deep about the things that matter most in America. It's called freedom, baby. This is Real Talk.
Welcome back. If you're just joining us, this is Audrey Russo, and you're listening to Real Talk. Is Operation Epic Fury coming to an end? And is there a plan for regime change for our national security and the sovereignty of the Iranian people? Well, we're going to discuss this and more with my next guest. For my new listeners, Major General Paul Vallely is a West Point graduate, a retired deputy commanding general for the U.S. Army, a veteran of two combat tours in Vietnam, and a graduate of the Industrial College of the Armed Forces and the Army War College. Throughout his 32-year military career, Major General Vallely served in positions such as infantry company commander, intelligence officer, operations officer, and military advisor. His theaters of operation included Europe and the Pacific Rim countries. He has over 15 years experience in special operations, psychological, and civil military operations. General Vallely has served as a military analyst for the Fox News Channel and is a guest on numerous nationally syndicated radio and TV talk shows. He's a best-selling author and the founder of Stand Up America. It's my great pleasure to give a Real Talk welcome back to Major General Paul Vallely. Welcome back, Paul.
Thank you, Audrey. Always happy to be with you. You have a great show.
Thank you so much. Well, we're going to jump in with this. Many Americans are not hearing about Operation Epic Fury right now. Would you share what the status is of the war and if it's time to wrap it up?
Yeah, it is time to wrap it up, and that's what the president's trying to do right now. I got a report yesterday that many of those interim leaders they have in Tehran have left the country.
Wow.
Yeah. But they did fire some rockets into Jordan, where we have some sizable ground forces, Americans. And so we're retaliating against them now and probably the next couple of days.
Right.
But certainly we've squeezed them so much economically they can't survive. So that's part of the strategy that the Iranian people will stand up, have enough strength, and get the IRGC soldiers to join the people. So that's what they're working on right now to bring this thing to a close.
We totally
control the Sea of Hormuz, by the way.
Oh, we do? Okay. Yeah. When you mentioned those leaders that had left, are we talking about IRGC or are we talking about the mullahs?
Yeah, IRGC leaders and the ones you see on television from time to time being interviewed.
Ah, okay. What about the mullahs? Are they nowhere to be seen?
The mullahs basically, for the most part, are out of action.
That's great. That's great news. Now, how do you think the situation with Iran will affect the midterms? To our benefit or no?
I don't think they're going to affect them at all if we can close this out right now and not wait till the midterms. So I think that's what Trump is trying to do, close it out shortly. So it shouldn't have any effect on the midterms. Yeah. It's the left-wingers, all of these crazy people that we have in the so-called split Democratic Party.
Right? Yeah.
Crazy. I mean, they're crazy, all of them. It's amazing. And none of the traditional Democrats are standing up against this left-wing Democratic
socialist, you know, they you know what it is.
Socialist of America. My God, these people are idiots.
It's really a rebranding of communists. They're all communists. They want to do away with the Constitution. They won't say, we want to do away with the Constitution, but they say they want to do away with everything that's in the Constitution, the presidency, the Senate. I mean, come on. Really?
Yeah, they're nuts. We need to close that out very shortly, just like Iran.
Yeah. I think we should open up asylums again, maybe.
Yeah, send them to an island so that they can live. We've got to find an island out in the Pacific or someplace.
I'm for that. You got my vote. There have been reports that President Trump has a deal in the works with Venezuela that would help our oil situation. Can this separate us from the Mideast oil? And how are we doing with our own oil independence?
Well, we've already separated. We really freed the oil up for other countries. We're totally efficient now in the United States. This deal with the money, working with the Venezuelan government and their oil and gas capability there, it's going to be the biggest in the world. Will make us totally independent, which we are now, because we're supplying a lot of oil. But also, we brought Venezuela back to reality and working very closely. We have people down there from Chevron and some other oil companies that are working to modernize those fields down there and to increase the productivity of oil that can be refined and then sent across the world. And so it's a whole different game right now as far as energy.
Right. It's supposed to be a tremendous deal, too, with Venezuela, I understand.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, the great deal maker.
Yeah, he is. So that will help Venezuela. How is the leadership? Because we're not hearing too much about that. It doesn't mean there's nothing going on. It just means that kind of news is not getting out. What is it? Do you know anything about what the new leadership is or will be there?
It's the, I can't remember her name. She was the deputy, so she's running the country now, and of course we still have our fleet supports the Mediterranean area, South America and so on, that's based out of basically Southcom in Miami and also out of Cuba. Where our base is there, and so that's where the anti-drug operations are run from. We're well in charge of the Pacific, but that's the other thing that Trump is doing. He's really taking over to restore the Western Hemisphere right now, from the Arctic to the Antarctic, and that's why Cuba will be next, and hopefully we can make them maybe like Puerto Rico, and some kind of thing like that, so we can put more money back into Cuba. Back into their capability for sugar, for example, great cigars, and restore them as a area that will be a destination resort for the cruise ships and travel like it used to be. So there's a lot of plans for Cuba right now.
Right, which is very encouraging. I'm just guessing that Rubio is doing a lot of work on
yes.
As far, yeah, I figured that. So that maybe we'll see not too far in the future elections there where people will be able to vote.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
that's the future.
Yeah, that's extremely encouraging. But there is help on the way as far as the oil goes, because I know most people, all they know is what they see at the pump, and they're not, as a mm-hmm. matter of fact, it seems like it's ticking up again. So I'm assuming that this is going to change soon.
It'll change soon. It'll tick down to a reasonable balance. And it's really not that bad when you think about it. I mean, yeah. People pay more for a bottle of beer than they do for a gallon.
Yeah, real. I know people get it's. In my opinion, it's a little immature that you're complaining about these things. You're not looking about what's going on in the world.
Yeah, I mean, it's like our grocery stores. I have never seen, if you go shopping, I've never seen our grocery stores with more goods and products than we've ever had in our history.
Yeah.
And now the administration's working to get beef prices down, which need to be done because the middle people are taking a lot of profits in the meat industry. So we're giving more strength back to the farmers to be able to process a lot of things. But these middle people, just like in oil and gas, I mean, they take their share and they don't care. They just want their profit. And so the Trump administration is working to eliminate that, just like that he's doing in the pharmaceutical business.
Right, which is also, that's one thing I still feel strongly we need to take away from China and have that manufactured, of course, back here, but definitely
right.
not in China anymore, because
right.
They are not our friend. I don't care if we're a trading right. partner, they're not our friend. Jumping back to Iran for a second, do you believe there is a plan? I mean, I know the president's smart. He does not let everybody know everything that he's doing. Do you think there's a plan in place or in process to replace the regime in Iran so that the people can vote in, you know, maybe they want the Shah's son even as an interim, but do you think there's a plan going on?
Yes.
Have they taken into consideration the work that you've been doing concerning
yes.
that in the Cyrus Force?
Yes.
Would you share a little bit about Cyrus Force again? No, you have, but for the new listeners, what
yeah.
you've been working on?
I work directly with the leadership in Cyrus Force, so we've written a whole new constitution for Iran, and it's beautiful for their future. So that's set in place right now by Cyrus Force. Happy to provide you a copy of that if you'd like it. But from that standpoint, our leaders in Cyrus Force are in touch inside Iran every day, and they brief me about every other day.
Yeah, excellent.
So I'm getting a lot of information, and but the Iranian people aren't armed. They still have the crazies in the IRGC are still there trying to manipulate and delay any kind of a settlement as they look and see that it's going to affect our midterm. So they're very aware of that. But as I said, we got a report yesterday that many of them have already left Tehran.
Yeah, and it is because of what you mentioned—the financial squeeze right now.
Yeah, it's where they're not. Yeah, they're cut off completely. They are getting some. They are getting some goods over land through Pakistan, probably some other areas. They're coming in by truck, but that's the only way. They're not getting anything by ship.
Ah, that's because we're controlling that. Islam is making advances in our own nation. That's really frightening, especially if you look at Texas. We know that Islam's mission is, whether the average American understands it or not. Shouldn't we begin removing, in my opinion, this demonic horde from our shores, especially that we shouldn't, you know, I know that our representatives and our politicians are cowards, in my opinion, because they will not do anything. They'll say, oh, yes, we banned Sharia. Meanwhile, they can piecemeal implement Sharia if they are in a position as a lawmaker and they are acting it, you know, they have to. That's who they are. They have to spread Sharia. So isn't it time that we start looking at removing them from areas of influence when it comes to that? Because
that is happening right now, by the way, and also to stop any mosque being built in the United States, because all they are are gathering points for those that went to from Islam. And by the way, Islam is not a religion.
No, no, it's okay. Not. Why don't you go further with that? Share it with the listeners.
Well, yeah. And this has been proven that it's not a religion. It's basically a way for the Middle East, I'll say, a lot, the mullahs and so on, to take over. And that's why they're shoving so many people out of the Middle East into the countries like the United States. Yeah. And we should outlaw any of them coming into the United States anymore. Yeah. So we have to do a full court press to eliminate Sharia from the United States, dissolve what's happening in Dearborn, Michigan, for example. And this is a battle for our future. America's got to realize. And it's the extremist in the Islam world that's taking advantage of everything.
Well,
but they kill people. They rape women. They don't care. So that's why it's not a religion.
No. And well, I'll give you a quote from, or actually from Dan Bermawi, who is an ex-Muslim, who said that he agrees that Islam is not a religion. It is an ideology with a religion in it. And he gave this word picture, which was great. You have a house. It has a kitchen. The house is not a kitchen, but it has a kitchen in it. Mm-hmm. Islam is not a religion, but it has a religion in it. And it pulls it out to say, hey, we're under the First Amendment. No, you're not. Because no other religion in this country that's been allowed, and there's a lot of them that have been allowed to practice their faith, are looking to take control of the country. But Islam is.
Yes, it's exactly right. And they've made great progress, but I talked to a contact of mine in Texas, and I guess there's 10 or 12 mosques in the Dallas area.
Yes, they continue to increase. There's over 2,500 in the country since 9/11. So it's very dangerous because they must, as this is who they are, they have to spread Sharia into the entire earth, whether you like it or not. You are going to be under, that's what they want. But there is no other religion in this country, and that does not, you don't have First Amendment protections when you want to take control of the Constitution, of everything that guides our country, our founding documents. You are above it. No, sorry. You can't stay here then. I mean, it's very simple.
You know, they had a whole boatload, 500 yesterday, came from France into England yesterday on a boat that they'd take across the waters there between France and Great Britain. And they're going to take those 500 and distribute them throughout England. And so that's what's happening, and they put them out into these towns and cities, and that's what they've been doing for years, and they're still doing it.
Yeah.
Now, the new leader of Great Britain is due to meet with Trump, and it's not going to be a good meeting.
Well, it never is lately with the Brits. With the British people, yes, but now with their leaders, because they are globalists, you know. It doesn't matter what party you have over there, they're globalists. You know, one is a little worse than the other.
Part of Trump's, one of the things he wants to do is eliminate these international bankers. This is international banking system run out of, say, Singapore for oil and gas and other things, as well as Great Britain. Mm. Great Britain is the one that keeps pushing to attack Russia. Well, there's no country in Europe that can take on Russia, you know. I mean, it's just stupid. They want to create a war again. And Putin's playing this very carefully right now. But that's got to end as well, that conflict. And I think President Trump understands that the lack of good leadership in Ukraine to bring this thing to an end. Because Putin's going to end up with four pro-Russian provinces in the east there. The Donbass region.
You think so? Yes. Because there's mostly Russians there, I guess.
Mostly Russians and pro-Russian. They had an election. They elected to be a part of Russia. They don't want to be a part of Ukraine because it's so corrupt.
Yeah. Zelensky, he actually now, you know, commissioned those, well, they're really Nazis in his country to now fight. And I'm thinking to myself, what are you doing?
They're called the Azov.
Azov, that's it. Yeah, yeah. So, we, you know, this needs to come to an end there. It has to.
Yeah.
It has to. So I hope that ends soon, too. Paul, where can the listeners follow and support your excellent work and purchase all your books, including Beyond Treason, Betrayal and Treason in America, and The Dismantling of America? And that's including those. Where can they do all those? And follow Stand Up America. Where can they do all that?
Well, Stand Up America U.S.
Yes.
I was at Soros in 2015, formed Stand Up America, if you Google it, to counter what I was doing. And so we're the Stand Up America U.S., United States, U.S. Foundation, and that's at standupamericaus.org.
Okay.
And anybody can use our writings or get our books. We publish a newsletter every Saturday. Go ahead and sign up on the website for our newsletter run by a great editor that I have, Ray DiLorenzo. And so you can sign up on the website on the homepage, standupamericaus.org, and also contribute. We have a great staff, but we have to pay them, so any contributions will always be welcomed.
Excellent. And as always, I'll have all those links in my after show, which is now on the live show page. Just go to AudreyRusso.com. Click on the honor button, and right under the show description, you'll find all the links and info to follow the general's work. Thank you so much, Paul, again, for sharing your brilliant assessments on these issues with us. We look forward to your return to the show. Until then, may God bless you, your work, and may God save America. Bye for now.